You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
You have heard it already this morning. Chuck Woolery, the original host of Wheel of Fortune, actually, has passed away at 83. His friend and podcast host Mark Young confirmed that Woolery died at his Texas home surrounded by loved ones, with a cause of death was not disclosed. Woolery hosted Wheel of Fortune from 75 to 81 before being replaced by Pat Sajak. He later gained further fame hosting The Love Connection from 83 to 94 and worked on other game shows such as Scrabble, Greed, The Dating Game, and Lingo.
We had him on I don't know if Sue remembers this or not. We had him on the morning show at Channel 4.
I forgot about that, Mark.
Yeah, I did, because we asked him going into a commercial break if he would tell the audience we'd be back in two and two. And he did it for us.
That's so awesome.
It was pretty good. I can't remember why he was in town. Maybe at that point he was doing some game show that CBS was carrying, and he might have been there for publicity. I can't remember why he was here, but he was on our morning show one day.
Cool.
And I interviewed him here in 2019 because of that podcast you mentioned. And at 7:35 this morning, we're going to replay that segment with Chuck Woolery so people can hear what he had to say. He was a big, big Trump supporter.
Aww.
At the end of his life. Yeah.
He wanted more money, so Merv Griffin fired him from Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, that why?
He was only. He was, at the time, in 1980, he was making like $50,000 a year. And every other game show host was making six figures. And he's like, can I make six figures too? And Merv said, yes. And then the network said, well, we're going to give you a bonus. And Merv's like, nope. And so he hired Pat. He fired the girl too, Susan, whatever her name. But that's how Vanna and Pat got hired.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
A little trivia for you.
Huh. Endo Inc. has expanded a recall for, I apologize if I pronounce this wrong, clonazepam. It's an oral disintegrating tablet. It's due to a potential life-threatening label mix-up, according to the FDA. Is that how it is?
I believe so.
What's it do?
Isn't it
psychotic?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's commonly used to treat seizures, Lennox-Gauss syndrome, and panic disorders.
Huh.
Certain lots were packed with incorrect dosage strength and national drug code, which could lead to severe side effects like sedation, hyperventilation, and respiratory depression.
Oh, jeez.
Call your doctor. Don't just stop taking your medication, please.
They said it was only one lot, but then now they're expanding it to all of it. So if you've got that or if you're taking that, check with your doctor.
You know if you're on clonazepam.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, absolutely.
Roblox, if you don't know what that is, it's a game that most of your tweens are playing, has introduced safety measure for users under 13, including banning direct messaging outside games and requiring parental consent for in-game messaging.
I think that's smart, because I feel like there are just predators lurking in those games, knowing that young kids are playing them and are excited at the opportunity to chat.
Yes. My daughter plays that game, and I tell her, you only talk to your friends that you're playing with. Don't talk to anyone else, because they're going to say they're girls
or something. But they're so smart, these scammers, the predators. They know what they're doing. They make it seem like they're friendly, or maybe they know you.
Right.
I don't know.
What's the name of the thing again?
It's called Roblox.
Roblox.
Okay, I never heard of it.
Super popular.
Your kids are too old for that.
Okay.
The Mayo Clinic successfully performed a groundbreaking face transplant on Derek Pfaff, a Michigan resident whose face was severely damaged by a gunshot in 2014. The February 2024 surgery, lasting over 50 hours and involving 80 medical professionals, restored Pfaff's ability to blink, swallow, smile, and breathe through his nose for the first time in a decade.
Wow.
They were even able to reconnect his tear ducts.
Yeah.
To his new face. And I saw the picture, the before and after, and I mean, it's changed his life. There's no doubt about that. And the mother of the donor, they had to get her permission, and she said she was thrilled that she'd still be able to see her son's face and ask if she could meet him. I don't know if that meeting has taken place or not. But I imagine. I don't know if
you said that.
No?
Wow, I'm looking at a picture. That's incredible.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
The before and after pictures are amazing.
It was an attempted suicide, I believe, that was unsuccessful. And that disfigured him. And then they went in and were able to redo his face.
Wow.
A jury has ordered Walmart to pay nearly $35 million to Jesse Fonseca, a former truck driver, after finding the company falsely accused him of workers' compensation fraud and wrongfully terminating. The jury awarded $25 million in punitive damages and $9.7 million for future non-economic losses. The Walmart apparently worked for a distribution center for 14 years and was injured in 2017 when another semi truck hit his Walmart truck, and then he filed workers' comp, and then Walmart said they have like video of him doing things he's not supposed to do, but apparently the jury sided with him.
The jury didn't buy it.
Nope. Gave him $35 million.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. No kidding.
And a survey by datingnews.com reveals that most Illinois men are happy with a fast food first date, with Chick-fil-A being their top pick. Nationally, over 16% of 3,000 American singles choose Chick-fil-A as their go-to budget-friendly date spot, followed by Dairy Queen, Sonic Drive-In, and Pizza Hut. And surprisingly, 66% of women are okay with a first date at McDonald's, and 56% are comfortable splitting the bill.
I'm not seeing much excitement on Kim's face over there. What would have happened if Michael had taken you to Chick-fil-A on your first date?
Yeah, I would not have been impressed. Chick-fil-A, I feel like, is the classiest of the fast food places. So that is probably
not
that,
White Castle.
Fast casual.
Definitely not White Castle.
They do the Valentine's thing every year.
What do you think, Sue Thomas?
Michael
a slinger,
tried to set
maybe?
That up, by the way.
Ooh, at least if you went to White Castle, you would smell like it for the rest of the night.
Yeah, gross. You know what? If you go to McDonald's now for a first date, you could share a McRib.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We love
those. Like Lady and the Tramp, each person eats half of it and you meet in the middle.
Gross.
It's a lot of sauce.
Yes, it is. It's a lot.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.